the book Hebrews, part 240. I'm Professor Hannes Redlingheys of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, maybe the two keys to the book of Revelations, which is an A4 book, 800 pages, with information unequivalent, in the sense that you will read things in that book that you've never heard of in your life. Why? Because for more than 600 years of the time of Protestantism, the Catholic Church, Protestant churches and charismats kept it away from people who were seeking after the truth. Should you require any information, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code 0722-367124. Hallelujah. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very welcome. But please, go to part one. You've missed out on a massive amount of information. Start at part one and then you continue. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to also receive the different notifications. And if you Afrikaans, go to my Afrikaans website. It's also available. There are more than 3,600 messages. Send this link to your friends and families, everyone that you care for. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. Can't believe it's Friday already. The week has just gone like that. But we are so glad that we can function in the revelation words of Yahashua every day. We are still busy with Hebrews chapter 10. But we are still using the sideline or the confirmation scriptures, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 9. Hallelujah. Now, for us as Yahvist, we are always looking for something to do. A real Yahvist can never sit still and be bored. We are also functioning. We are always looking to advance. We are always looking to reach. We like farm workers. We are always, if we are not preparing the implements, we are on the tractors, or we are on the mechanism, we are busy sowing and plowing, and we're busy with watering, and farmers always busy, day and night. And as Yahvist, we can never sit still. As Yahvist, now I'm going to say something here. We can never be satisfied with ourselves. There's always something else to do. There's always something in the Word that can occupy our minds and our time. There is no better way to occupy your mind and your time as doing these Bible studies. There are so many of them. One of the best, I think, is the lie of the third temple. You must do this study. The lie of the third temple. It's on my website. The lies that Satan is creating in this modern age as theology and dogma. And because it's a couple of Jewish people that believes it. Now the world suddenly believes it. The Protestants believe it. The Charismates believe it. We don't believe it. Why not? But Yahweh has made an end to the temple, the second temple. He has made an end to 613 laws of Moses. He has made an end to the high priest ministry of sacrificing for the atonement of a nation's sin through animal blood, in providing his son as a sacrificial lamb for once and for all. His son Yahushua, our Redeemer, has become our High Priest, who did not need to first offer for his own sins an animal, because he had no sin. He is our High Priest. After he ascended into heaven, he went and sat on the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for us who are bride. Should we stumble, or don't even say fall, stumble, he intercedes for us. Not to be wiped out. We are living in the time of grace. Knowing that, we must not make misuse of the word grace. Excuse me. We must not make misuse of the word grace. Because then grace does not become grace anymore. We must strive in holiness every day towards our end goal. Commitment, completion. Commitment, completion. Commitment, striving towards our end goal. And that is eternal life. So we today, Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 9, therefore we, as bride of Yahushua, labor. What does that word labor means? We are busy. We are functioning. We are not part of a dead organism or a body part that's dead. Yahweh had brought life into us through the redemption blood of Yahushua. He brought life into us through Yahushua's blood, grace blood, saving us, bringing us to repentance, being immersed in the name of Yahushua once, in the name of Yahushua for the forgiveness of our sins. We can labor today. We are called to function in the body. Yahushua says he's the head of the body. We are parts of the body. We labor in the body of Yahushua daily. Therefore, we as Yahvist labor that whether presence or absent, whether we are in the world busier, or even if we die, we give the life, we blow out our breath and we die. We don't fear death. We said the other morning, we don't fear death. We're walking through the curtain, which is death, into eternal life, which is paradise, on the other side of the curtain, other side of the window. And therefore we labor every day. Being a full-blooded Yahvist is like being a cheetah. Being like a lion. Always looking for an opportunity. Now, I like speaking about African animals or Africa animals because it's part of our continent. And it's part of nature. And we in Africa, especially South Africa, maybe more than other people in the world, understand the nature of Africa and the nature of the African animals. They're always seeking an opportunity. If there is no opportunity, they will create. Hunger will force them to create an opportunity. Did you hear what I say now? Hunger will force them to create an opportunity. And this is what's happening with Yahvist in this 21st century, 2025. If there is no opportunity, being evangelist, every one of us, we will create an opportunity by just conveying a message or a conversation. just starting a conversation about nothing in a couple of seconds that will activate the revelation word of Yahweh. Therefore we labor, we the bride of Yahushua. We labor that whether presence or absence. So we are busy in the kingdom of Yahweh El Elohim. And that's the reason why he called us. He didn't call us to sit in a rocking chair going to heaven. He called us to minister the gospel of salvation unto a lost world. You know what? We're living in a time which is called the end times. Being a professor in the eschatology for more than 58 years, understanding the word and the timelines according to the word of Yahweh, our Elohim, the revelation word, more than ever, gives us an urgency to speak to people, to other people, about the end times. And the easiest way to get a conversation going, just start speaking about the end times. Just speak about the war in Israel. Just speak about the war in Ukraine. Just speaks about the wars in Africa. Ach, you want to have an easy conversation? Mention the word corruption. Then in South Africa, that's one of the most fanciest words. You have a conversation like that. And white and black. It's not a white subject. If you see all the TikTok messages about black people giving their minds about corruption and the governments and. Just use the word corruption, you have a conversation. And all you need to do is connect that with the word end time. There's mountains that's busy erupting right now. It's an end time sign. There's wars and rumors of wars. Matthew 24. The end time there will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be famine. There will be hatred. Look at all the avenues which we can enter into just tricking a conversation. And you won't know what. Once you pick a subject like that, you have the attention of the people. That's why all my students are trained for 3 years in eschatology, not theology. The fourth year is theology. But 3 years about the book Revelation and Daniel, end time. And then being equipped, we use the situation that Yahweh has provided for us, opening a door where we then, as your first, can sow the seed of life in people's lives who's longing for knowledge. People are tired of the internet. Even sinners has become aware, and church people has become aware of most of the rubbish that is promulgated on the internet. Things that have been ministered as the truth on the internet. That's why we have this third temple theology and dogma. What a privilege to be able to be a not being somebody guessing, but being people that's equipped in the revelation word of Yahweh. Being in the body where Yahushua is the head. Therefore we labor that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted by Him. Who's Him? Yahweh, our Elohim, our Father. Whatever we do, whatever we say, in whatever way we operate, we need to be wanted, accepted by Yahweh, our Elohim. His seal of approval must be upon our lives in order that we can function in the gospel of salvation which He has provided for us through His Son's blood, Yahushua. Not the blood of animals, little doves and lambs, but the blood, the redemption blood of Yahushua. I'm so glad that we know Yahushua, not just from hearsay. We know Him from face to face. Prof, how can you say from face to face? Well, that's what the word says in the beginning of the verse. We don't walk by sight, but by faith. Hebrews 10:39. And I'm closing with Hebrews chapter 10. But we as your verse are not of them who draw back unto redemption, or the prediction which is sin. We are not part of them that draw back or turn back to our old lifestyles. No, but of them, we are part of them, the Yavis, that believe to be saving of souls. What do we do? Our mission is to, and our mandate is to save souls, have souls saved, to reach the sinners and have them converted into Yahweh through the redemption blood of Yahushua. What a message to preach. What a message to preach. A message unto salvation for those who are in need. Now, yeah, the weekend is right upon us. We are going, if Father's will, have the opportunity to sow the seed of life this weekend. And let's do what our hand finds to do. And just use the opportunity. Go back to this week's studies. Do it all over again. And feed on the bread of life. If it's Father's will, I'll see you on Monday morning. Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.